This podcast episode of Nerds New Sexy Entertainment is sponsored by Magic Mind.
Mini Boss.
What is up, all you sexy nerds? Grizzly McBee here, and you are listening to and watching Nerds New Sexy Entertainment, the podcast, episode number 165. Of season 9, Mini Boss!
Mini Boss! Hell yeah!
And I am joined today by the man, the myth, the legend himself, the one, the only, Shatterblade.
I knew that was coming! Glad to be here!
I should have saw it coming, this fucking dickhole!
I saw you tampering yourself!
I was, man! He's done this just about every episode since last season, and he fucking threw me a curveball.
So we've got Shatterblade 89 and the man himself, Wildfire 1, joining us today on this podcast.
Welcome.
How are you guys doing today?
Pretty good. I just got off work. I'm ready to get drunk and do a podcast.
Let's do it.
Oh, shit. We're drinking during this podcast?
The topic we're talking about today, Shatterblade.
You read my mind.
So the topic for today is centered around Ubisoft. And while yeah, we're a little bit late, we still, or at least I feel like we should talk about how their cloud service is changing, you know, evolving, as well as other people's thoughts and opinions on it.
Evolving. I'm using air quotes for those who can't see. Evolving.
I'm just going by with what Ubisoft himself is saying.
It's their evolving. Words. Their words.
Stealing your money. Air quotes.
That's how I see it. It's they're just greedy because. So Ubisoft Plus, for those that don't know, is a cloud gaming service similar to what
Steam.
Xbox Game Pass.
Yeah.
Well, no, Xbox Game Pass, because you pay a monthly fee to download the games and play as long as you have the subscription.
Okay, that makes sense.
Whereas before it was only, I think, $7.99, and they still have that plan for $7.99, but now it's only limited to certain games.
But let me guess, now there's tiers, right? Like,
yes, there's another tier. The other tier is $17.99.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Pay us more money, get more shit.
So, for those of you that can't do math, so for the PlayStation Store, for their premium, it's $100 a year, right?
Yeah. Well, $120.
No, $120, $130.
In that ballpark, year, right? Yeah.
They want you to pay an extra $18 a month. A month. To play their glitchy ass games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And let me also explain that you do that with the PlayStation Plus, you get a plethora, a whole shit ton of games.
Mm-hmm.
But a now, whole if shit you want to play any Ubisoft game, whether it's on the PlayStation Store or not, you have to pay an extra $17.99 a month.
Wait, is that what it says?
What I'm looking at right here.
No, well, as far as I know, for at least for Xbox side, if you get the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, you also get certain Ubisoft games with that as well.
I'm certain that there's going to be like a contract where they're not going to make you pay extra for the games for other platforms, because that would just be asinine. I hope you're wrong, Grizz. I really do, because if that's the case, then Ubisoft is going to lose a lot of money.
Yeah, that's looking like that's just going to be for the Xbox, PC, and the Amazon Luna.
Mm.
And that's for the Ubisoft Plus Premium.
Yeah, so
for the PlayStation Plus Extra and Plus Premium, and it's also available through the PC, through the Ubisoft store, it's just $7.99 a month. So this is looking like it. Xbox is getting boned for an extra $18 a month.
Well, like I said, so as from what I recall, the base plan, the $7.99 plan, has 50 games, but they're not the newer games.
Yeah, they're probably the old shitter games.
That's still like Rainbow Six Siege, The Crew 2. They're still good games. But if you want to play the brand new games like Crew Motorfest or a new Prince of Persia game, I don't remember if that's released yet.
Buy them.
You have to upgrade them. You have to upgrade to it. Which, if you beat the game in a month, which if you're a hardcore gamer, you're going to beat in probably 2 to 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good deal to get it 1 month and, you know,
get multiple
beat
games.
It. Yeah. And yeah, but if it's a multiplayer game like Crew Motorfest is primarily a multiplayer game or any other brand new multiplayer game, you're paying $17.99 a month to continually play that multiplayer game. At that point, once you hit the fourth or fifth month, you might as well just buy the game outright.
That's true. Yeah. But then that's a great segue to what I'm going to talk about now. One of the execs from Ubisoft came out and said buying isn't owning. Let's discuss that for a second. You're basically telling us that if we buy your game, we purchase a game, and how it's been for years is you purchase the game, you own the game. That is your game. Yeah. You know, you don't own the IP. You don't own the IP, but you own the game. You can play the game. You can do what the fuck you want. You want to buy, you can sell it. You can give it to a friend, whatever the fuck you want. And now this guy's out here telling us that buying isn't owning.
Well, from my understanding of looking at the terms of service, when you buy a game, you buy the license to use their game on their platform. And there's, you know, in between the lines, wording of they have the right to terminate that license any way they see fit.
Which is, in my opinion, bullshit. I get it, like, if it's cheaters, people hacking or doing something inappropriate. But, like, if they decide, like, oh, you know what? We're not going to let this person play this game just because we feel like it. And I'm not saying they're going to do that, but that's an option. You know what I mean?
And I can understand terminate a license of one game, two games, if, you know, if you're a cheater, you cheat multiple games, something like that. But I've had experience with Ubisoft where, for some reason, I can't remember why, and no, I did not cheat. Most people would automatically assume that, sadly. My account completely got locked down, and I'm still unable to log in to play any of the games. I spent several hundred dollars on multiple games, and they said, well, you don't have the right to play these games anymore.
Yeah, that's theft, is in my opinion. That's just straight-up theft.
It 100% is, in my opinion. So Ubisoft execs say, you know, buying a game is not owning, then, you know, downloading a game isn't piracy.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I saw that a lot on, like, Twitter and all that stuff. And I hate to say it, I agree 100%. I think that if then piracy isn't stealing. If downloading a game isn't owning, then piracy is not stealing. You can't have it both ways.
I still have the receipts through, like, PayPal and through my email of me buying the game. So I still technically own it, so I should be able to obtain that game through another alternative way and legally play it.
Yeah, because you've bought it. You spent money for their services, and then they denied your service.
Mm-hmm.
Which is theft.
I have another story about Steam doing something similar, or not Steam per se, my, you know, internet, because at least like Comcast, if you download illegal copies of games, they'll email you, hey, we've noticed you're downloading, you know, this torrent or that torrent.
Mm-hmm.
Please stop.
Yeah.
They don't shut off your internet. After, you know, they say, if you get this enough, we'll shut off the internet.
Yeah, but they don't do it. They don't do it with the first fucking warning. You know what I mean?
Or the first 9-10 warnings. This was the case of I bought Fallout 3 Game of the Year Edition through Steam, and I downloaded it through Steam, so it's a fully legitimate copy. I downloaded or bought and downloaded Fallout 3 Game of the Year, and Xfinity's like, hey, you're downloading a torrent of a cracked game. I'm thinking, no, I'm not. Apparently, both Steam, or Steam knows that, you know, something like that happens, and they just told me to contact Comcast with, like, the receipt and all that.
Uh-huh.
But even in a sense of buying legitimate games, companies still mess up.
Oh, yeah. You know, like, you know what? I'm sitting here bashing on Ubisoft, but I'm going to say this also in the same sentence. Like, companies do mess up. They're not, they're only human. They're not perfect. The accidents happen. You know what I mean? The case of Ubisoft, where they're saying
they're greedy.
Yeah. That's what it comes down to. That's hands down, right? The problem is here.
The only new thing besides the, you know, different tier and the more money for the tier, the only new and possibly good thing is you're able to play brand new games.
Yeah.
Whereas before, where you're able to have like 10 hours or so in a brand new game, I might be thinking of Origin, but were you able to play a brand new game for an X amount of time, then you have to buy it.
Mm. Well, this is also kind of a problem that's happening here is that it feels like every game developer feels like they have to have their own version of Steam.
Yeah.
Their own version of whatever to get more money. They see Nintendo, you know, that has a console, and PlayStation that has a console, and Xbox has a console doing this stuff, and they decide we're going to jump on the bandwagon, but wait, we don't have a console. How can we fuck people today? And that's what it feels like it's coming down to. You know, it's what it feels like it's coming down to them just trying to swindle us and then pretend like we don't see it. You know, you get an exec. Imagine someone from Sony, from the PlayStation, getting on there and going, you know what, you can give us your money, but you don't own the games. Do you imagine? Can you imagine?
And I think, while they might not outright say it, I think if you look through the terms of service for using their platform for buying their service, I think the wording is in there as well.
Yeah, but at least they don't fucking tell you that or outright say it.
I would rather a company say it up front so I don't have to look through the contract, which we're technically supposed to read.
I've got a point here. Okay, so what if, hypothetically, there was one person out there that got mad at Ubisoft and went through their terms of service and saw this, right? Because if you think about it, other games, like Shatterblade said, other companies have the same exact thing in their contracts for one simple reason. What if that game is just past its prime and they have to shut down the servers that you play on? Then you've bought the game and you can no longer play it because there are no servers to play it on.
Which inevitably happens to really old games.
Exactly.
Not all of them, but some of them.
So that exact thing actually happened to where Halo. It was... Bethesda, when they re-released Doom, I think it was on the Switch console. But when they released Doom... they had it so you had to log in and connect to the Doom servers. And this isn't like Doom Eternal and stuff like that. This is the OG.
Yeah, the original Doom.
But they had it set up to where you had to log into the servers. But once the servers went down, people weren't able to play it at all. They actually had to rush together and make a patch to where the game itself went around needing that connection to play.
And see, I think that's a good example of like the devs fucking up, you know, like we were talking about how sometimes it happens. But I, to be honest with you guys, I would much rather it be in the contract and them not bragging about it open in an open like forum or whatever, because at least if something happens, like say PlayStation, like you're saying it's in their terms of service. If something happens and like I didn't read it, that's on me, right?
Yeah.
Instead of them going, ha ha, nanny nanny boo boo, we fucking stole your money. I would rather, much rather, it be on me for not reading it than have them fucking shove it in my face.
Yeah.
You know, and it imagine the audacity of going, oh, owning isn't, or buying isn't owning. When for years, if you bought a cartridge for like a SNES or a Nintendo, buying was fucking owning.
Yeah.
When
did the rules don't just change like that? They don't.
Now, now for at least Nintendo, for the Switch, if you buy a cartridge, the full game is on that cartridge.
Yeah.
Minus any brand new updates.
Yeah. The.
But now you buy it, I don't know if it's with PlayStation 5, but...
I think it is.
So what? If you buy a brand new PlayStation 5 game and you go to pop it in, does that do like a 50, 80
yes.
update?
It, yes.
You know why?
Because it's downloading the game. I know. 100%.
The Blu-ray disc, which normally can hold 40 gigabits, which... You know, back in the day, that's a lot. Now it's not really.
Now it's just the what's it called?
The installer.
The installer. It's the installer.
The only thing that's on that disc, in my opinion, I have to look at a physical disc because you could tell on the disc by how many rings are actually visible on the disc. But I believe that on the disc is the license to to connect to the store and redeem a code in the store to download it.
I 100% agree with you, and we could be wrong, but that makes the most sense. You know, because it is, you get on there and you download, you're downloading 40 to whatever gigahertz or gigabytes or whatever of fucking information. You didn't have to do that in the old days.
Mm-hmm.
What's that, Grizz?
Making fun of your gigahertz.
Well, whatever, dude. But it was a lot of, it's a lot of bullshit. It's a lot of bullshit. And again, I think that does go into this whole buying is an owning thing, but it's the audacity of him saying that is what gets me. And I think it's what gets a lot of people pissed off of like social media. Cause I know that on Twitter, also known as X now, but no one calls it X. It's just Twitter. On Twitter, that's what everyone was saying. They're saying, okay, well, if buying is an owning, pirating isn't stealing.
So I just pulled up at least Microsoft's terms of sales.
Mm-hmm.
And for software licenses and use rights. So basically you go to Microsoft Store or somewhere where you could buy a game or software from Microsoft. Software and other digital content made available to you through the store is licensed, not sold to you. So you're buying the ability to play the game, but you don't own it anymore.
That's it. Makes no sense. I get maybe there's what they're wording it. Maybe they're saying you don't own the IP. You know what I mean?
It's
well, because okay, so let's get serious here. You don't actually own the game. You own a copy.
Yeah.
Of the game.
Yeah.
So owning just the license to the game, that is what gives you the permission to play the game.
But is it right of them to take away, to deny the service that you bought, you paid for, by taking away your ability to play this game?
Is it right for the state to take away your driver's license?
It depends what you did to...
It's the license.
It depends on if you drank or whatever, if you broke the law, yes.
Yeah, it depends what condition you broke for that stipulation.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
License, if you drink and drive or, you know, do drugs and drive, you're breaking a law, you're breaking the condition that allows you to have a license.
But if they just take your license away for no reason, if they're just like, fuck you, I'm taking that, that's theft. That's theft.
For games that, you know, you reverse engineer, that you hack, that you do something to alter that code, they have every right to take that license from you and make it so you can't play the game.
I can kind of understand that. That's understandable.
But, you know, but for like they shouldn't be able to do it for no reason just because you don't own the game.
And I'm going to put this out here. This is the start of what sounds to be ultimate power corrupts ultimately.
Yes.
Okay. To where they're going to be like, okay, well, guess what? You're going to only get to play this since we own the license and you don't own the game and da 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 da. You only get to play this for 3 months. I don't care how much you paid for it.
Okay, I just got a Ubisoft terms of sale too. Grant of license. At the time you have completed your order of subscription, credits, and or additional content as applicable, or otherwise when you acquire these, Ubisoft grants you a personal, private, non-commercial, revocable, and limited license to obtain and use such content.
Look, I understand wanting to protect your intellectual property. I understand wanting to to put that out there in case someone hacks and you want to get rid of them, that's a good reason. That's a good deterrent, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see someone getting a little power fucking hungry and just ruining it for everyone. Ubisoft, you're going to go bankrupt, is what's going to happen. People,
if not bankrupt, then I don't think they'd go bankrupt. I think they just end up with a lot less users. And
yeah, they're going to go poor. They're not going to make as much money.
They're going to wind up going bankrupt because what they're going to do is they're going to see some streamer playing one of their games that's got, you know, 20 million subs, and they're not going to like the content that they see.
They're going to revoke
their license.
Or they're going to be jealous that that person's making money off of the gameplay.
Exactly. And all it takes is one dipshit in that position to make that call, and that company is going to go fucking belly up and bought by fucking Microsoft.
One goddamn Kathleen Kennedy. That's all they need.
See, and in cases like that, where if they don't give a actual reason other than, oh, well, this person's more popular, or we don't like this person, that person could, in the end, if conditions are right for how they word it, could end up suing Ubisoft.
Oh, yep. And that, I guarantee you, that's what's going to happen. And that's where they're going to go broke. Exactly, Grizz.
Yep.
Like I honestly could sue fucking Ubisoft because I misplayed my game.
Look, I'm going to put this out there. We're all gamers. We love video games. First of all, what new games have Ubisoft come out with that's like worth fucking getting?
The Crew Motorfest.
That's a racing game, right?
Yeah.
Not everybody likes racing games.
That's your own opinion.
Yeah, I know, but that's me. That's because racing games are stupid, in my opinion. And Assassin's Creed's a great franchise, but it's gotten boring.
Yeah, because it's just the same exact thing, just a different timeline. It's
Skull and Bones.
Okay, you got me on Skull and Bones. God damn it.
I played the crap out of the closed beta and closed alpha, and I love it.
I'm definitely excited for Skull and Bones. I can't... God damn it, you got me there. But that's the only game! You know what I mean? Like,
what about the Avatar game?
What's that?
Avatar, Frontiers of Pandora.
I saw that, I wasn't interested. I like the movies, but I didn't like them that much. That's Far just Cry. Me, though. What game?
The Far Cry series?
Yeah, you know what? But it seemed like they're just shitting Far Cry games out now.
Yeah,
it's literally the same.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Assassin's Creed.
Just like Far Cry is basically, oh, I'm so torn. I'm out in the middle of nowhere. Now I have to learn things. And then it's been like that since Far Cry 1.
Yeah.
And there's nothing new. They're just shitting out the same fucking franchise.
And Wild knows that I love the Assassin's Creed.
I love the 1 and 2 in Assassin's Creed. Just,
what broke me was Syndicate. That was a shit game.
Is
that the one with the twins?
No, that's the one where they're like in England and like you have to create your own gang and all that. And
I thought that was the Fry Twins.
Yes. That was Syndicate. That one just ruined Assassin's Creed for me.
All I know is I played 1 and 2 and then I got bored of it. I didn't even beat 2.
I haven't gotten that far in Assassin's Creed. Only one I've gotten relatively far in was Odyssey.
Mm. But the Assassin's Creed franchise as a whole is just boring. It's the same shit. And it just like Far Cry. You know, the only thing I can think of, like you said, the only thing I can think of that has any type of weight to it that's meat and potatoes other than something that we're not used to is Skull and Bones. And that I'm excited for that. I loved it. I loved the idea of it when they first talked about it. We needed something that wasn't Sea of Thieves. It was kind of an updated, better version of that. And we're getting it with Skull and Bones. But
another good series. It would be the Rainbow Six Rainbow Six in general for a series.
Yeah, I can see that. I wasn't that big into that, but I played a few of them.
What's that one where you're a hacker?
Was it something dogs, something? Bulldogs, war dogs, something dogs,
watchdogs,
watchdogs.
There you go. Yeah.
It's like GTA, but you're a hacker.
Well, yeah. GTA or Assassin's Creed, but you're a hacker.
Yeah. So I got some good games, but they're, think about that. Think about this with, think of like, compare them to Bethesda or something. They're not that, they don't got that many hits, dude. They might have had a bunch of hits in the past.
No, but Ubisoft games weren't as buggy. Fallout 76.
Well, we're not even going to talk about how shitty that game started, but that's, but my point is that at least Bethesda has a good lineup. You know, mm-hmm. like a constantly good lineup. You know, when the next Fallout game comes out, I guarantee you there's going to be a bunch of people just waiting to play it, myself included. You know, and it, of course, it's going to have the same bugs and bullshit that all the other games had because they never update the fucking the graphics or anything like that, other than just to make it look pretty. But it still has the same issues, the coding. But at least they're not out there going, haha, we can take your right away for playing this anytime we fucking want to, despite the bugs, despite the bullshit.
You know what I'm really liking about this podcast right now?
What's that?
What?
You guys are so focused on this topic.
Oh, you know what else makes you focused?
Magic Mind.
Magic Mind.
Magic Mind.
You know, a lot of the ingredients we've talked about, you know, the matcha, which amazing for caffeine.
And you can taste it, like.
Yeah. Now, there's also, let's see if I say this right, ashwagandha.
Ashwagandha.
It's kind of like a ginger root. Mm-hmm. And apparently it's been used medicinally since like 6,000 BC. So over 8,000 years it's been used medicinally to help relieve stress and anxiety.
That's which freaking makes a lot awesome. Of sense
because since we started taking this, I know I've talked to Wild about it on the regular. My stress level has gone down.
Oh yeah.
I don't get nearly as anxious as I used to, and I know Wild doesn't either. He used to be anxious about everything.
That's just me. I'm anxious about everything all the time. But after taking this, it's calmed me down a bit. Yeah,
I've been able to see a big difference in your anxiety since we started taking this Magic Mind. Now, here's the big one that we were really contemplating sharing with you guys. But it's cordyceps mushrooms. No, not the ones from The Last of Us.
No one's clicking.
No but one
it's
is.
Still, it's still very, very powerful.
Yeah,
it's very powerful, and it's great for you.
Yeah,
it reduces your inflammation. I mean, when we did the podcast with Monster, he talked about how the inflammation in his knees have gone down drastically,
and he had like three freaking.
Yeah, he's had three knee surgeries.
Yeah,
and the guy's not even 35 years old yet, and he's had three knee surgeries. And for as long as I've known him, his knees have been swollen.
Yep.
And since we started taking this Magic Mind, his knees are not swollen. Well, he's able to get back to the gym and do what he likes to do.
Oh, yeah.
Which is powerlifting.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that it's not bothering his knees at all. He'll go to the gym, be there for a couple hours, come home, and his knees are just fine.
Cordyceps also brings up your immune system and strengthens your immune system, which is also freaking awesome. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
I find myself not being as sick, which it's, you know, in Magic, that's the drink, the Magic Mind shot is known for keeping you kind of focused, keeping you kind of on a mental state of tunnel vision. You want to get what you need done. It's called the anti-procrastination drink for a reason.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's helped me a lot. I've been going back to college and I know I'm not the only one that falls asleep during history class.
Oh, yeah.
I can actually stay awake with it, and I'm missing.
We got another one is lion's mane mushroom, which you've heard us talk about. It's the fluffiest mushroom out there. I'll tell you that much. It just seems like a really good set of ingredients that come together that just kind of make things good.
And for those of you out there wondering, it has no sugar. It is nut-free. It's vegan, keto, and paleo friendly.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't even know that. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was one of my big worries because I'm a diabetic. Mm. I have to, like, I have to watch my sugar. I still eat, you know, eat and drink sugar. That was one of my main worries of Magic Mind. But I read, because the first batch I got actually has an information card on it about a lot of things in it in big letters. Zero sugar.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
And as far as work goes, I was more aware of my surroundings. I was more kind of focused. I was more, I knew what was going on around me and I could speak a little better.
Easier to articulate what you were thinking.
Thank you. Those are the words I've used in the past. And that's exactly what I'm trying to say. It makes it easier to articulate what you're thinking into words. And it's amazing.
Our viewers should know. We're not the only ones talking about Magic Mind.
Oh, that's very true.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's true. We have our own podcast. You're listening to it and watching it right now. But I know a lot of people watch the Joe Rogan Experience.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's actually talked about Magic Mind on his podcast. And he thinks it's amazing.
Oh, he totally backs it. And it's awesome.
He does. I saw an article on it. I don't watch them, but I saw an article on it that the Kardashians were talking about it.
Jeez.
So if you guys are interested in this product, you guys want to try it for yourself, you can go to www.magicmind.com/NITNSC. That'll get you up to 56% off your subscription for the next 10 days only with our code NITNSE20.
Yeah. So go check it out, guys. We back this 100%. It's freaking awesome. Back to the topic.
Fix your shit, Ubisoft.
Fix your shit, yeah. Rockstar. I mean, Ubisoft.
same.
More or less. Rockstar, you know, Rockstar is actually getting to be as bad with the whole GTA Plus bullshit, but that's another podcast.
You know where that came from, Cheddar?
Huh?
The fix your shit Rockstar?
No.
So, Wild, myself, Monster, and... Well, we were playing Red Dead Redemption when it first came out. When we were trying it online. Red Dead Redemption 2.
The online, like, trial, I guess you can call it.
Yeah. Before they did the good patch.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we made our own little posse. We're riding across the plain, and we're heading somewhere. We're gonna go kill a bunch of animals and sell their pelts and their meat. And we're running across the plain, and all of a sudden my horse just disappears, and I'm falling into a canyon. And as I'm falling, I just yell, "Fix your shit, Rockstar."
Well, all right, guys. I think that's a good spot to stop the podcast. I want to thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. If you guys have any questions, concerns, or anything you want to talk to us about, or even tell us to review, talk about snacks, anything, you can call us at a number. And you know who knows that number? Grizzly McBee knows that number.
I sure do, Wildfire One. That number is 559-997-6803. Again, that number is 559-997-6803. Give us a call. Let us know what you want us to watch, what you want us to play, what you want us to eat. Maybe not necessarily in that order.
Yeah, as long as you don't tell us to eat a dick, okay? But
unless they're gummies, gummies, then...
I mean... I put more questionable shit in my mouth.
Or, you know, Satan's toe in the shape of a dick, but
yeah.
Hey, to each their own. I'm not doing that again, Wild. You can't.
Hey, you know, you did it once. I'm not going to ask you to do that again. You lost the challenge. That's what happens.
I did.
So, and like we said last podcast, I know that Grizzly and Monster finally got their challenge settled, and they're going to do what's going to be called the Naruto Ramen.
The Naruto Ramen Challenge.
Yes, who can eat the most ramen, and you guys agreed that whoever loses has to pay.
Whoever loses has to pay.
Oh,
So it's gonna be a very expensive challenge, but it's gonna be fun and worth it.
What sucks for me is the meds I'm on makes it to where I have no appetite.
Well, hopefully, I was gonna say, hopefully by then maybe it'll be better, but you never know.
So you're gonna have to prepare like if Golden Crow is opening up for the first time.
And I think it's great because our last challenge before this was a weight loss challenge, and now this one is like, how much can you fucking stuff yourself?
Like up and down.
Why couldn't you guys want me to be a part of this challenge? I would have fucking loved this challenge.
I know I'm several states away, but I would still, like, I just bought a 24 pack of ramen. I would make and eat all the ramen.
Oh no, we're gonna go to I'm saying we're gonna go to a sushi place. We're going and to have authentic ramen. Sushi place. And it's going to be great.
Yeah, it's just like the ramen from the show.
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds amazing.
The eggs, the meat, and everything.
So what I got to do is eventually, like, when you end up getting down here, Grizz, I'm going to try and talk to someone at that place and maybe get our own booth in the back or something, and then tell them what we're going to do and record it and let them know we're going to record it, probably on our phone. So, all right, guys, you know what? We'll end the podcast. We want to thank you for watching. Well, thank you for listening. We'll see you next week when we do God knows what topic. I'm going to end this with fuck you, Ubisoft. You guys want to join me on that?
Yeah. Fuck you, Ubisoft.
Fix your shit, Ubisoft.
Till then, we'll see you next week, guys. You stay nerdy.
Stay sexy.
Always.